Hello everyone and welcome back to Radio Elias. Today I am here joined by two very special people. We are here with Marco Rosso.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing today, Marco?
Stressed, but still well-dressed.
As always, what else would you be? You couldn't be poorly dressed. Never.
Never.
Never. Never. How are you doing today, Eloise?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
Very nice to hear both of you. So, I would like to talk to you, Marco, because you did something very exciting in the start of January, no?
Si.
Where were you?
I was in Germany, most exactly in Berlin, to join a magnificent training course hosted by a partner of us, Wasla, and it was about gender equality.
Gender equality, and in Berlin. What did you think of it? How did you, first of all, I just want to know if you liked Berlin, because I really like Berlin. I think it's a really nice city.
Well, Berlin was nice, but as a friend of mine say, a trainer, when I go for a training, people ask me, how was the place? Oh, you have been in Berlin, you have been there, you have been there. Yeah. I answer every time, yeah, the accommodation was fine. So, yeah, it was fine, but I really liked Berlin.
Nice. And what about the training itself? You said it was about gender equality. Can you, like, just say what it was about, how it was, and all this type of stuff?
Yeah, basically, from 9 to 17 of January, we analyzed different kind of discrimination about gender, in different perspective about it. We read the definition of the words linked to the gender. We discussed about it. We made a lot of workshop with this trainer, Endre Kisch. Ciao, Endre, if you're listening to the podcast. Yeah, basically it was nice to have a different views and work on the problematic and find different solution. And I think that's something that can help is to talk about it even here on the podcast.
Okay, and why is it that you find it important to talk about, Marco?
I find that it's important because it's the problematic, actually. It's not just about, as many can think about, economical discrimination or job discrimination, but it's a wider topic. For example, it's about human rights, about how do you feel about yourself, and how do you feel about other people, and how the society behaves with you, and what the society do for making you comfortable living in. I don't know if I'm clear about it.
You're crystal clear, Marco. So you have anything specific you want to ask us, or any questions towards us?
I want to ask you how the topic it's it's linked in your country. How it's linked.
And then you can go first, yeah, Eloise.
Okay, so first, I believe it's good to precise that I'm French, so I will talk on the behalf of France. Well, obviously, they try, or they make it look like they try to make something to help people and to make the gender gap less big. The thing is, in the law, men and women and other, like, non-binary and stuff are equal, so it's more of a societal problem. So they try to work on discrimination with campaigns and stuff like that, but it's not the most efficient thing I've seen. But it's a hard work, actually, to do. It's a really hard work, but obviously the government must have a part in this fight. But even in the law, it's not perfect. A very recent example would be the last law they are trying to make for retirement. It's still not passed yet, but it's on the... They're working on it, and one of the reasons, like, people are protesting for this law not to pass is because it's very disadvantaging for women. I won't go into details because that would be too hard to explain, but just to say that nowadays it happens that the government make laws that are disadvantaging for women, and like even in such a an era where we hear a lot about feminism and stuff like that, it's not even enough for the government to make like feminist laws.
Yes, and I don't know, do you want me to comment on how I see it in Denmark?
Sí.
I think it's also coming from a point where I don't know how it really is other places in the world. I can read a lot of stuff, but I wouldn't presume to know a lot. And I am from a place in Denmark, in Copenhagen, that is very much... I'm from a segment which is very much like sort of like not the hippies, but like that mindset of the 60s. So a lot of the people that I am with are usually quite progressive in their thinking. So I generally see my close environment and the people I know in Copenhagen as to be very forward thinking and quite progressive. But if we look at it like at a global, like a national plan in Denmark, there is a lot more stuff to talk about. There's a lot more inequality, and I think, as you say, it's a social problem more than anything else, but it's very much a social problem, and I think that some of the mentalities that have been quite destructive towards gender in the last many, many years are still very much there today. But I think generally, if you look at like the statistics and the wage and stuff like that, we are pretty well placed in Denmark. I think we are one of the better placed countries. Which is kind of, I guess, I'm not completely sure, but I think that we're not so far behind as you may fear. But again, only speaking out from my point of view and from what I know about Denmark.
Well, about Italy, I will speak about Sicily in the specific. There is a lot of gender inequality, especially among male and female. Just to think an example about my university where I used to study, the head director of each department, there are like 10 or 12 in total, and just two of them are women. So a problem here is the mentality towards the women, for example. Even if you talk with older people, the reason is, culturally, a lot of people think that women should work as teacher and so on, and there are some jobs that are not for them, because just they are female and relegated to a place that's working with children or everything related to it. If we want to talk about other non-binary trans people and so on, that's a big problem here. I mean, LGBTQ plus movement here, it's strong, but still it's not safe for the people like walking around and saying about their sexuality, because they could be beaten, for example, especially, for example, if you are a gay or homosexual.
Mm-hmm. Both works. Yeah.
You could have the probability to get beaten by the people. It's a real problem. I mean, in terms of human rights, there was a law that was actually in progress, but they rejected it. It was against the homotransphobia. I don't remember the name of the law, but it was rejected by the right wing. And so, yeah, the problem is still remains. I mean, if we need to make a law against a problem, well, then there is the problem, in my opinion. The solution will be to educate people to diversity in general. And I'm not just talking about gender equality or stuff, but every single difference. That will be the way for me.
Yeah. This is what, like, Wilfredo and I talked about, a social problem more than a problem within the laws. Because most of the times the laws make sure that every gender is equal, but in reality it doesn't work that way because this society is something else than the laws.
It also becomes like a rebuttal from people who are saying, oh no, we are equal. Oh, there is equality between men and women. Oh no, but there is. Show me one piece in the law that says that men are worth more than women. And it doesn't exist, but that's kind of misunderstanding the problem. And using it as an argument is quite weird, stupid, in my opinion.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's stupid, but sometimes, most of the time, it's related to the local culture and the progress that the culture made towards the problem. I think that most of the time it's a cultural problem. And that's it.
I haven't been in Sicilia for long, but I don't want to make a general statement over something that happened to me once, but like a good example of how people view women here probably is this morning I got caught cold. Like,
really?
Yes. So I was like, oh, well, I've been there for a couple of days and I already got caught cold, so that's going to be fun.
Yes, that is pretty damn fucked up. That already happened here. I don't know, Marco, was this like anything, any type of thing that you discussed during the training, stuff like this, like catcalling or street harassment or?
Well, we discussed about human rights mostly, but we even had some workshop about how to deal with the problem, how to find a solution. And the only solution, in my opinion, it's not about law. Because low, yeah, they are low, but you're just hiding the problem under the carpet. The main solution, the best solution, it's to educate people, as I said before, since the school, about the diversity. Accepting others in general and be polite. Even politeness is the way sometimes. About the catcalling, for example, it was a main topic on the journals, the newspaper, in the last months. And I know it's a shit. And how can you deal with it? You can report to police. Yeah, but what they are gonna do? So, yeah, sometimes it's just for education and since the childhood. Or local event, for example, done by an ESC volunteer.
Exactly. And I mean, sometimes for me, I think it's really not. It's just, you can almost boil it down to something so simple as don't be an asshole. Like, sometimes you can almost boil it that much down to saying that, yeah, okay, just don't be an ass. Act properly, if that makes sense.
I agree.
Marco agrees. Do you agree, Eloise?
Yes, I agree. In the case of women, because it's easier for me to speak on behalf of women, it's more about seeing women as something else than sexual beings, actually, and consider us as humans other than objects.
Preach. And I think with that, we will end this podcast for today. I want to thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.